Hey guys, welcome to my secret high impact ways to instant boost your productivity book. I'm recording this audiobook on my own. I am the author, so it is not someone else I hired to do this. So I want to speak to you personally about this little book of mine. So this little book have a ton of different ways of how you can instantly boost your productivity. At the end of the day, we're busy people. We want to get more things done, right? You want more time with your family. You want more time to do what you're passionate about. You want more time for recreation. So what that means is getting more effective, finishing your work, finishing in the least amount of time, working less, achieving more is important to you. And I hope my little book will give you a ton of tips to help you on that journey. I designed this book to be a book of impactful information that really helped me improve my effectiveness. These are all the things I've actually done and performed myself personally. It's not something that I've heard other people talk about. This is my personal treasure list of things that I really find helpful for busy executive entrepreneurs to achieve more. If you have any feedback, if you have any questions, anything you want to know more about, just shoot me a message, right? You invested this time, you're looking to achieve your goal of getting more done in less time with a ton of various tips, and you want to know more about these information. So I'll do my best to give you all the information you need to achieve your needs. Nothing held back. Are you ready to begin? I certainly am. Can't wait to get started. So let's start off with the first item, the first trick. Drink exogenous ketones. It is one of the fastest way for you to get the mental focus to finish work fast. Ketones are like the high octane fuels for your body and mind. Sure, your body can create it by itself through dietary changes, and it can absorb ketones from what you eat or drink. But doing this through diet changes is a lot of work, right? You don't even know if you like the feeling to be high on ketones, right? So when you drink exogenous ketone through eating and drinking, your brain is able to experience what it feels like to be on ketones. And you'll feel this immense level of clarity, this energy, positivity, and focus far beyond what a caffeinated drink can do. Teaching your body to create ketones on its own have a lot of benefit beyond just immediate memory, focus, and ability to get things done. Benefit like increasing your longevity, your muscle tone, but because of the challenge involved regarding the dietary changes, this is a shortcut for you to drink it instead. There's plenty of exogenous ketone drinks out there. Exogenous just basically means you're taking in rather than allowing your body to create it on its own. Some of the most popular formulas include human, HVMN, and you can find out more about that at hvmm.com. It's a ketone ester. Not the best of the taste, I have to say, but it does work. Alternatively, you can take something like Perfect Keto, P-E-R-F-E-C-T, keto.com, Perfect Keto. That's another exogenous ketone that tastes a little bit more tasty. There's another thing that you can try, which is what you call a C8 MCT oil. That is another form of exogenous ketones. It's basically purified coconut oil that contains just the stuff that converts to ketones rapidly in your liver. And these are the ways for you to enjoy what it feels like to create ketones. Now, once you know you like this feeling, you love the focus, you love the energy, I encourage you to do the fundamental longer-term change. Learn to create ketones on your own rather than rely on this exogenous ketone. But this is a quick way to get an experience what that feels like. It is one of the most effective ways to get a lot of work done fast by using exogenous ketones. The next way you can upgrade your productivity is to adopt accelerated listening. Imagine being able to listen and absorb more information in less time. By increasing the speed of playbacks, audiobooks, and podcasts by about 1.3 times normal speed or 30% faster, you're increasing your learning efficiency by 30%. Most people can listen faster than they can read. In fact, with a little practice, you can train yourself to listen to more information at even 50% faster or more. I typically listen to audiobooks 80% faster than normal. That means an hour-long audiobook can be absorbed in as little as 12 minutes. If you can learn more in less time, why would you want to do that? It means you can get more useful time, get more useful stuff done, more time for action. There is plenty of software for which you can accelerate your listening experience, whether it's a podcast software or normal software. For example, using the VLC player, you can find this on this link, and it's available for Android, Windows, Mac, iOS. The VLC player is a free open source software that provides for accelerated listening experience. You can also go to the App Store and Play Store, look for podcast players or music players that allow you to listen at accelerated listening. Audible.com provides millions of audiobooks and you can listen to all of them at accelerated speed. This is how I'm able to consume a ton of books with very little time. I didn't have to create any more time. It's just something I can do whether I'm traveling on a bus, I'm walking around, I'm cleaning up the room with junk and stuff like that. I could be listening to something new. I could be learning something new. So a lot of people will ask me, hey, like Steve, I can't really listen that fast. Listen, this is something that I can learn through practice. Start off with 10% faster. Once you get used to that, if you go back to 100% speed, you actually find that it's actually a little bit slow. Then tune it up to 1.2. Once you get used to that 1.2%, 1.2 playing speed, you'll again get used to it, and then you go for 1.3, 1.4, 1.5, up to 1.8. Up to 2.0 sometimes. Once you're used to the new listening speed, going back to the normal speed just feels so tedious, right? It's actually, you can develop this new ability to absorb information just by training your brain to adopt to this type of accelerated listening. The next hot tip I use for instant productivity boost is to use instant presence, or what we call on-demand focus. One of the best ways to accelerate your productivity is to be able to focus on the task at hand and get into a highly focused state. But often we are haunted by our easily distracted mind. There's tons of distractions, our phone, just events, news. And studies have shown that our minds are more distracted than ever because of the technology addiction. With so much to juggle in your head, it often means that we get very little done despite your best effort. The best way to be able to bring this on-demand focus is to practice what's called instant presence. It's as simple as this. Take a deep breath into your tummy, then count down from 5 to 1. 5. As you breathe out, 4, 3, 2, 1. At 1, let it go. Just relax and remember what's important now. Feel that difference in focus. As simple as 5 seconds, it changes everything. It allows you to bring a state of calmness to gather yourself, and you can do this whenever you find yourself distracted to bring you back to what is important. Instant presence is a technique you're not just used by high-performing executives, but also by special forces to remain calm under pressure. Try this today. Experience the highlighted focused self. The next productivity hack I've got for you is to do what is called a TRE, or traumatic recovery exercise, also known as shaking. One of the reasons that we become distracted and ineffective is because of chronic stress. When we're stressed, our body has tension, and you're in this fight-or-flight mode. In this mode, your ability to leverage logical thinking, your brain's executive center is actually reduced. Your body is busy defending itself against imaginary or actual threat. You forget about the long term. You lose this long-term picture or the big picture or the big reason why you're doing what you do. And your fight is really just focused about now, right? Your shoulders are tense. You can't think straight. You can't reason effectively. All this tension and stress means reduced productivity. When you perform a traumatic recovery exercise or TRE, what you're doing is letting go of that tension and tap into your basic animal instinct to shake the stress away. Just like a dog shaking when they're scared. Your body has a built-in mechanism for stress reduction. The way to practice this is actually very simple. Go to YouTube and search for TRE exercises. There are plenty of examples to follow. For example, Mikhail Vega, a former Navy Special Forces, shared this particular method here in this link. You'll find this link in the book. For a simple version of TRE, it's simply to stand up, relax your body, and shake like you're getting electrocuted, right? Have a bit of fun. Just shake and shake and shake some more like you're getting electrocuted, and that's okay. You might want to find a quiet spot or some privacy for that, just in case people think you're having some epileptic attack or something like that, something wrong with you, and you might draw a lot of attention. Find a quiet spot. Just shake for 30 seconds. Once that's done, notice the calm. Just feel what it feels like after shaking. You'll find this sense of peace. Try it. Experience this magical increase in relaxation and how that helps improve your productivity. The next productivity I want to share with you is called grounding. One of the key reasons why you're not as productive as you would like is your disconnection with nature. Our body is designed to walk barefoot in nature like what our ancestors used to do, not to sit down in some air-conditioned office for hours on end. Walking barefoot connects you to Earth, which happens to be one of the biggest sources of antioxidant or negative charge electrons. We know that human body has positive charge free radical flowing through your body from all this toxic food, lack of sleep, Wi-Fi, electromagnetic radiation. You can neutralize these positive charge free radicals using the negatively charged electron found in abundance on Earth's surface. Your positive and negative, they neutralize each other. But only when you can touch Earth without any insulating shoes. Try this, right? Go to a park, take off your shoes, take off your socks, find a patch of grass, ideally a little bit wet, and stand on it. You can do a bit of stretching like yoga and just experience the difference it makes to your energy level. It's amazing. There's no risk to this. You only need to do this for 10 minutes and you'll be able to go back to work feeling revitalized and energized. It's amazing. There's no risk. I want to emphasize, some of you might think, oh, this sounds a little bit like some woo-woo new age stuff. Well, don't believe me. Go and try this. Try it for yourself. There's no risk. It's free. I'm not selling anything. All I'm sharing with you is something that makes a powerful difference to how I feel and how productive I am. And there you go. Go and try this. The next top tip to boost your productivity today is the Bulletproof Coffee, also known as Keto Coffee. One of the most powerful ways to instantly add more time to your day will be to improve your focus and concentration. And one of the most powerful ways to do that is to drink Bulletproof Coffee. When you drink Bulletproof Coffee, you get this instant boost in energy, mental clarity, your ability to focus is improved, you don't feel hunger, you just feel like you're on some magical pill. What most of you don't know that is Bulletproof Coffee also increases this sense of satiety, right? Or your sense of fullness. So you don't think about food for hours on end. No more raiding the fridge every few hours before because you have got this hunger cravings that's distracting you from work. All that means is you get more time to get stuff done quick. Bulletproof Coffee is awesome when you've got really a lot of work to go through. just be careful. When we talk about bulletproof coffee, we're not talking about any low quality, high fat coffee with butter and MCT in it. Thinking that regular cafes, butter or keto coffee is the same as a bulletproof coffee is a misconception created by dodgy marketers to take advantage of the huge demand of this brand. They look to sell you an inferior version using low quality coffee, contaminated by mold and toxins, heavy metals, and then add this butter MCT. And this simply doesn't deliver the same benefit I've mentioned. If they are honest, they'll call it butter keto coffee to avoid lawsuits. But if they're dishonest, they'll call it bulletproof coffee, but use non-branded materials. Real bulletproof coffee is made from high-quality beans that's free of mold toxins. They use grass-fed butter and a high-quality bulletproof branded coconut-sourced MCT, also known as medium-chained triglyceride. When blended, it makes this frothy, thick, and rich coffee that will energize you without making you hyper, followed by a dip in energy. So this sustained energy will help you think better with more clarity. You don't feel hunger. Bulletproof coffee is one of the most powerful productivity boosts that anyone can make. You can learn about Bulletproof coffee on their website, and the link is attached in the book. The next hot tip I want to share with you to boost your productivity is CoQ10 with PQQ. CoQ10 with a PQQ is a productivity boost that works by increasing your energy and concentration without the caffeine and drugs that affect your sleep. CoQ10 and PQQ is a nutritional supplement that helps boost your energy focus by making your mitochondria the primary energy that powers your body's entire energy requirement, making it work more efficiently and more powerfully. Every cell in your body, especially your brain and your heart, uses thousands of mitochondria to create the energy it needs to function. So when you take this CoQ10 and PQQ supplement, it upgrades your mitochondria like charging your engine from a diesel energy into some, Tesla or some electric nuclear power super power plant. You feel this natural surge in energy that allows you to power through work. When you take it, it's one of the most effective hacks I use when I've got important work done to do it quickly, like writing this hack reference for you now. The most effective form of this supplement I've used is from Bulletproof Unfair Advantage. It delivers CoQ10 and PQQ in a form that's very easy for your body to absorb and feel the difference quickly. I've tried tons of other supplements for other manufacturers that also do PQQ and CoQ10, but the Bulletproof version is one that I can really feel the difference. It's like a black magic energy, right? You have to try it. I managed to stay focused for a two-day course while suffering from severe jet lag. It works. The next super hot tip I want to share with you is functional mushrooms, especially the chaga and the lion's mane mushrooms. The chaga and lion's mane mushrooms are medicinal mushrooms that's been used for thousands of years to help boost energy levels, improving the ability to cope with stress and improve performance. It's a form of what you call adaptogen. Chaga and lion's mane mushrooms are especially useful when you're undergoing periods of stress and you need that extra support to help your body get along to cope with more and get things done. These mushrooms are the secret weapons of New York Times bestseller Tim Ferriss, who wrote the book 4-Hour Workweek. And he has described this mushroom as something that lit him up like a Christmas tree when he needs to get heaps of stuff done. Chaga is a healing mushroom and contains a high concentration of superoxide dismutase, SOD. It's a powerful antioxidant more than any other medicinal mushroom in chaga. While lion's mane is known to improve not just your focus and executive functions, but also your sleep. Now, these functional mushrooms are also very high in a type of soluble fiber known as beta-glucan, and there's a ton of studies that reinforces and highlight the benefit of consuming these functional mushrooms. There are so many ways to take chaga and lion's mane. You can use supplements or use something more enjoyable added to your coffee. So check out the full Sigmatic, FourSigmatic.com. The link is in the book. Check out Full Sigmatic. There's Aussie Natural Care, which provides life cycle mushrooms, which is Australian functional mushroom supplier, and you can get that from them as well. Try it today. Now, performance upgrade is not about supplements, not about just fitness and sleep. There are also systems that help you get more things done. One of the most effective systems to help me focus, to help me prioritize, to sort through all the things I have to do and just provide a sense of clarity to getting things done is the Getting Things Done system. There's always an infinite ways or just infinite things that we have to do. Especially entrepreneurs and executives like us who seem to just have endless demand screaming for our attention. How do you get these things done faster? I believe that is the wrong question to ask. In my years of executive coaching experience, I find what helped my client the most isn't necessarily about getting more things done. It's about getting the right things done. Not everything that screams for your attention is important or urgent. Some are not so important. Some can be postponed. Some can be delegated. So how do you create focus when you're drowning in a sea of to-dos? Let me introduce you to the Getting Things Done system for managing your day-to-day work. Created by David Allen, Getting Things Done is one of the best ways to organize and prioritize your work, providing clarity and focus. It's quite simple. You simply start by dumping everything you need to do onto Post-it. Just sit down, grab some pad, grab some Post-its, pen, just write it all out. One to-do per Post-it. You want to clear your head because all these to-dos kept in your head is going to create a lot of stress because you've got all these things that's fighting for your attention and it's preventing you from seeing the forest, the greater pattern amongst all these things you have to do, amongst the weeds. Dumping everything you think you need to be done in your head onto Post-it will help create clarity. Now everything's on the table. You can call this table with all your to-do Post-it your inbox. And then you can review this inbox on the table. Decide if this is something you can do quickly within less than 2 minutes. If you can do it, do it. Once you're clear of these minute tasks, review what's left over and decide whether you can delegate it to someone else or outsource it. You do not have to do everything yourself. That is another powerful way of making sure that you focus your attention on what you're best at rather than doing everything on your own. For tasks that you can't delegate or outsource, you then prioritize them using your higher life goals as a compass guide. Order them from high priority to lowest priority. Going through this process of prioritization will give you clarity on where to focus your energy. When you try to do this for the first time, what you struggle with, and I've seen this in a ton of my clients, that they have a hard time of letting go. Everything feels important. So that's where your purpose, your strength comes to mind. You have to put in why you are living today. What are you good at doing? And you have to put this as the number one thing that you can focus on, right? You want to know how does all these tasks, to-dos contribute to your overall purpose. And that's how you can prioritize. For some things, that's not contributing to what you on earth here to do, what your God-given mission to do, they're lower priority. You want to focus on what you're good at and what you're meant to do. In the book, you'll find a very brief introduction to getting things done using a link embedded in the book. Another highly popular method for getting things done and organizing your work is a system known as personal Kanban. Now, you may have tried the getting things done system. Perhaps you feel it's a little bit complicated. There's a lot more work to get started. This is a system that you might want to try instead. Personal Kanban is a highly popular organizational system created by Jim Benson. It's used by people all over the world, especially in the software engineering community and executive in Silicon Valley. Japanese Kanban principle is a principle that is known as the Visual Management Board. It's used by Toyota to become the world's largest car manufacturer, and it's a source of inspiration for creating this personal Kanban system for effectiveness. Personal Kanban is about visualizing and organizing their work on the physical board. When you visualize your to-do list on the physical world, it provides you with more clarity than keeping all those to-dos in your head. The concept of visualizing work for clarity is so powerful, you find it used time and time again in other effectiveness management systems. There's a couple important concepts to keep in mind when implementing the personal Kanban. And the first one is to have perfect clarity on which way is your true north to accomplish your ultimate vision. Without clarity on what you wanted to achieve in life, you really haven't got a way of prioritizing your backlog of work, right? Everything seems tempting and important. You can gain this clarity through meditation, through journaling, or talking to a coach or a mentor. Whichever way you do this, having this clarity on your ultimate objective is essential to deploy personal Kanban successfully. The second concept to understand is how much WIP, or work in progress, you want to keep around. WIP are tasks that you've started but haven't finished. High performance research has demonstrated time and time again that having less WIP will help you complete more tasks overall than having a lot of WIP. You might think you can have a high WIP because you're so good at multitasking, right? But I would suggest you try doing one thing at a time and see how much faster you get through. You can churn through your to-do list. In my experience in coaching some of the largest organizations around the world, I've seen that you can achieve 200 to 300% improvement in productivity when you reduce WIP to just one or two open tasks. Why? Because not spending time on task switching, context switching, reduces waste, allow you to focus your energy on what matters most. The personal Kanban system is very simple. You mark out three columns in order from to-do, in progress in the middle, and done on the large board. List out everything you think you need to do and place them on the to-do column. Use your core objective as a guide to prioritize your list from the most important to least important. When you start on your first work item, you move that to in progress. When there is one item in progress, you have work in progress or WIP of one. When you have two items, you have a WIP of two. Make sure you limit your WIP from one to a maximum, I say in my experience, three. If you need to do more than three, you need to ask some hard questions on why you can't finish your open work in progress items before you're starting on something new. It could be because of dependency. It could be because you haven't prioritized effectively. There's a number of reasons, and that is a source of inspiration for continuous improvement. For more information about this system, check out Jim Benson's book in the link embedded in the ebook. You can read a very nice write-up in another link about this on lifehacker.com. The next hot tip to get you more productive and get more things done is to listen more. One of the key challenges for entrepreneurs and executives in upgrading their productivity is that they're too busy to learn how. Can you see this vicious cycle here? You're too busy. You're flooded with work. But to learn more and to be more productive will require you to stop working. But you don't have time to do that. So you keep on getting busier with no light at the end of the tunnel. What's the solution? Well, you listen to one now, right? Audiobooks. Audible.com is my favorite audible book provider. And they have plenty of audiobooks on topics like productivity, like the one I mentioned, getting things done. Audiobooks are by far one of the most effective ways for you to continuous learning despite not having a lot of time. You can learn while walking, when you're commuting, while you're standing in line waiting to be served, even when you're sitting on the toilet. Unproductive waiting time and traveling time fuel so many aspects of our lives that you can literally use that time to earn a degree if you can put them into productive learning. Other than audible.com, there's plenty of other places where you can order audiobooks, including App Store and Play Store. What excuse do you have for not learning anything new? None. Go and learn. The next hot productivity tip I use every single day to get things done is the Pomodoro technique. If you find yourself having trouble focusing, it could be that you've reached your focusing limit. And this is something that neurobiologists and neuroscientists have found, that we have a limited time span for which we can get into the state of flow where we're in total concentration, especially for things that requires a lot of mental energy. We know that human's ability to focus is limited, and because of that, we want to set a limit for which we need to remain focused. We can remain highly focused for around 30 minutes. The executive function of the brain is one of the most energy intensive things your brain needs to do. So much so that it needs a reset every on regular period just to stay focused, If you ignore your brain's resetting needs, what you'll find yourself is becoming very busy, but you're actually not producing anything. It's like chopping a tree with a dull axe. You'll be working hard, but not getting the outcome that you expect. The Pomodoro technique is a technique where you set a regular time interval to allow yourself to rejuvenate your brain. You find yourself getting more productive in less time. Francesco Cerullo developed this technique in the late 1980s. In this time management method, you set a 25-minute timer whenever you need to focus on task. When the 25 minutes up, you take a 5-minute break. Do something mundane, right? You can practice some of the shaking exercise to rejuvenate, release your stress, try grounding, go for a walk, tidy up the house, anything but focusing. Once you have done 5 sets of Pomodoro, you can take a 15-minute break. So each 25-minute focus session and a 5-minute break is called a Pomodoro. Do 5 sets of that, you can take a 15-minute break. The Pomodoro technique is so simple, you can easily dismiss its impact. But don't fall into this trap of underestimating simplicity. Don't forget, the simple Einstein equation of E equals mc squared created the most powerful bomb on the planet. Pomodoro is one of those powerful time management techniques that I've used. Give it a go and start getting more things done. The next hot productivity boost technique I want to introduce is the Kaizen reflection. Loosely translated, Kaizen is a Japanese for continuous improvement. It's a Japanese philosophy for mastery, the pursuit of perfection by constantly refining and perfecting what we do. Why does this help you in becoming more productive and getting things done? Well, because when you stop doing and you invest time in Kaizen reflection, to look for ways for you to work better, to work more effectively, to work more simply, that improvement you'll cover will improve your future effectiveness exponentially, working smarter instead of harder. The Harvard Business School performed a study into Kaizen reflection to assess its impact on the call center staff's productivity. They asked half of the staff to work a full day, while the other half worked most of the day, but in the last 50 minutes, they asked them to stop working and take a break. During the break, they reflect on that day that has been. You'd think the group that worked harder and didn't take the break produced more. Well, they didn't. Researchers find the team that performed Kaizen reflection are 22.8% more productive than the group that worked all the way through. This is almost a quarter more in sales productivity. Imagine, you can be 25% more productive every single day. It's almost like extending your lifespan by 25%. Think about that. Think about how your investment interest can compound and increase over time exponentially. The same happens when you perform Kaizen reflection to reflect, to improve, and how you work. 1% improvement every day will quickly compound to surprisingly large improvement in a short space of time. The challenge is to ensure that you free up the time to this Kaizen reflection. Stopping work is counterintuitive to someone who wants to get more things done, but it's something that you must do it if you truly desire to be a high performer. To get started during your Kaizen reflection time, I ask you to think about what you did well today, what you could do better, and what questions do you have in mind, or what is your challenges. Total effectiveness is not just about fixing what's broken, but also magnifying what made you successful. The next hot productivity tip I want to give you is about creating a personal social agreement with your family and your peers. One of the first realizations as an entrepreneur is that you cannot reach success alone. At very least, you depend on your customers' support. But more importantly, you also need your staff, your peers, and your family. These relationships and their maintenance have direct consequences on how productive you are. Because of dysfunctional relationships, they can ruin you. I want to introduce you to a concept of a personal social agreement to help you. Something that I have taught corporations all over the world to adopt to create high-performance teams. The personal social agreement is an open and frank discussion about how you can maintain and build relationships that matters most while you pursue your business objectives. Having this discussion allows the critical people of your life to voice concerns they have while you work on your business. It allows you to mitigate the relationship risks. For example, you might say, "Hey, when I need to work hard, I need to take a lot of time away. How do you feel about that?" Then shut up and just listen and work towards agreement and addressing their concerns. When you have a personal social agreement, you can focus on crushing your business goals without losing the reason why you work so hard, your close relationship. Ignore this tip at your own risk, because when the relationship goes bankrupt due to neglect, your business and your goals will go up in flames too. Sure, there'll be more, you know, painfully frank negotiation on how you can meet everyone's needs while still do your business and go in and conquer your dreams. But this is an important negotiation. Have that up front. Work out a working relationship, a working social agreement with them on how you can be able to spend time on your business, but still look after their core concern, prioritize with them, and create a social agreement with them. This is going to save your relationship going forward. The next tip I want to share with you, it's about outsourcing and delegation. As mentioned in Getting Things Done, one of the key tips for productivity and effectiveness is knowing when to delegate and when to do things on your own. Try to do it all is a recipe for burnout and mediocrity. But what happens if you don't have money to hire staff? Well, here's my hot tip. Hire freelancers. There's numerous freelancing solo entrepreneurs that are more than happy to take tasks you hate and do them well, allowing you to focus on what you do best. You can find services on websites like Fiverr, Airtasker, Upwork, Freelancer, and you can get stuff done for as little as $5. Everything from moving furniture, walking your dog, creating a complete website. You have tasks to do, you're guaranteed to have someone willing to do it for you, all without paying insurance, payroll, and other overheads. Now, here's another powerful way to improve your productivity, and that is mindfulness training. Getting more done in less time requires our mind to be clear, to be laser focused on the task at hand. What if your mind is constantly distracted by this little monkey in your head who throws random thoughts, distractions all over the place, or that you can't focus because of prior arguments, social friction, some stupid guy who cut you off in traffic this morning? Mindfulness training can make a powerful difference to your complete effectiveness, especially if you find yourself easily distracted. It's a training to help you develop this keener sense of entire state of being, giving you full control, not just your focus, but your emotional resources. I believe mindfulness is a prerequisite for all potential human upgrades, because you can't solve problems that you don't know even exist. Research performed by Search Inside Yourself Leadership Institute show that mindfulness training can improve your ability to recover from distraction by 24%, improve your ability to stay calm during crisis by 29%, and bounce back from an emotional event by 21%. With so many benefits, this is why mindfulness training is used by high performers all over the world to give them that special edge. Everyone from American Special Forces to top CEOs like Arianna Huffington of the Huffington Post and Ray Dalio of the Bridgewater Associates, the world's largest hedge fund. You can find out more about mindfulness training for high performance teams in Search Inside Yourself Leadership Institute in the link embedded in the book. Famous Googlers Chapman Tang also wrote a book about this of the same title. Full disclosure, I am a certified mindfulness trainer, so I am biased, but the only reason why I'm sharing this with you is this is one of the things that really made a meaningful difference to me, and that's why I'm sharing this with you. All right, that is it. There's a ton of different techniques that I've shared with you, things that make the most of difference to my own productivity, my ability to focus, my ability to achieve while still build meaningful relationship with my family, with my friends, things that I care about. I hope that you find this an invaluable resource guide as a bit of a repository of ideas for you to explore more. Some of the ideas I mentioned are very brief. This is not meant to be a how-to guide to do all these techniques, but it's meant to be a bit like a, you know, Reader's Digest, right? For you to get ideas on what you want to look up on. What did you find interesting? What do you find that intrigued that you want to learn more about? Now, if you've got any questions about any of the topics, any of the ideas I shared with you, please do let me know. If there's something that you're wondering about and you want to know, what about X or what about Y? Again, things you want to learn and I haven't covered, ping it to me. I will extend this book. I want to make this a living resource guide for all executive and entrepreneurs, high performers who want to improve. So I'm open to your input. I hope you enjoyed my reading of this ebook. I'll see you around. Take care. I wish you abundant success.